756 smuggled migrants headed to U.S. detained by Mexico over weekend. By Randy Clark on August 7, 2023. Officers with Mexico's National Institute of Migration, INM, rescued 756 mostly Central American migrants in several multi-agency law enforcement operations. The three operations took place in the Mexican states of Oaxaca and Puebla. On Saturday, 265 migrants from Ecuador, El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras were found sealed in two tractor trailers in Oaxaca. A total of 491 mostly Guatemalan migrants were encountered in a fenced and vacant lot awaiting transportation on Friday. Lacking statutory arrest authority in Mexico, the INM categorizes all detentions related to foreign nationals lacking proper immigration permits as rescues. According to INM, in 2022, more than 746,000 irregular migrants, likely headed to the United States, were rescued by the agency. On Saturday, INM announced the rescue of 265 migrants in two separate human smuggling incidents in the capital city of Oaxaca. Both operations involved migrants being transported in sealed tractor trailers. In the first incident, on a highway near the Technological Institute of Oaxaca, 118 migrants were found sealed in a tractor trailer without food or water. Of the 118 migrants from Ecuador, El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras, 77 were members of a family unit, 14 were unaccompanied minors, and 27 were single adults. None of the migrants had INM documents showing they had registered and applied for asylum in Mexico. Two Mexican nationals were arrested transporting the migrants at the time of the rescues. According to INM, the tractor trailer was seized, and the two suspects were turned over to judicial authorities for prosecution. The second case on Saturday involving migrants sealed in a tractor trailer occurred near a park, also in the capital city of Oaxaca. In that case, 147 migrants from Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador were rescued. The group comprised 114 family unit migrants, 12 unaccompanied minors, and 21 single adults. None possessed the required documentation to be in Mexico legally. According to INM, two Mexican nationals were arrested in this case and await judicial disposition. Authorities also seized the vehicle. INM announced the incident on Friday involved 491 migrants found in a fenced compound on the side of a federal highway in the southeastern part of Puebla. All but six of the 491 migrants were citizens of Guatemala. The group was comprised of 439 family unit migrants, which included adolescents and young children. At least 52 members of the group were unaccompanied minors. INM officials say the migrants did not possess valid immigration documents allowing them to be in the country. The migrants were taken to INM shelters for processing in accordance with Mexican immigration law. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the Division Chief for Law Enforcement Operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on Twitter at Randy Clark.